Welcome to HIT. This is Chris Ciccanelli. We're talking everything high intensity tactics for growth. And I today have got 7 ways for you to master the art of staying focused under pressure. And I think a lot of us right now are under a lot of pressure, right? We've got a lot of uncertainty, a lot of things that are going on. And I can tell you as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, as somebody that has got 1,000 balls up in the air, especially with what we are dealing with as this national crisis, actually not even national, this world crisis that we're all in, this more than ever is the area to master how to stay focused. Because if you do not do the following things, you're going to constantly find yourself like squirrel. You're going to be following that shiny object in the room. And that is the last thing that you want to be able to do, because you still have a business to be able to run. A lot of you people are like, well, no, I'm shelter in place, Chris. I can't really do anything right now. That's bullshit. So you might as well stop that right now and stop that thinking. You don't listen to high intensity tactic and think of that. And if that's the case, turn me off, because I'm not for you. Okay, so you decided to stay and listen. That's good. All right, so here's what I'm going to tell you. There's 7 tricks. There's 7 things I want you to think about. Number one is this. Focus on one thing at a time. Pick one thing you can get accomplished and pick it that you can get accomplished now, right? Dial down the distractions, turn off the TV, hide the notifications, and look for 10 or 15 minutes of just solid focus, super, uber, like you're just uberly focused on things. And the reason I tell you that is because this is a time to feel like you've got some things accomplished in your day. The other day, I come home to my wife and she had bought a 1,500-piece puzzle. Now, 1,500-piece puzzle for me would be like a death by 1,000 paper cuts. But for some people, they get off on making sure that they could put a 1,500-piece puzzle together. My wife also went out and bought these diamond dots, right? And I don't know if you know about these diamond dots, but you sit there and you take a little diamond dot and it's over thousands of these diamond dots to actually make like a little piece of art. But here's the thing. To me, I'm just giving you a story because here's the most important thing. My wife was able to focus on getting one thing accomplished. Now, can I tell you, there's a lot of stuff, especially when you have kids at home, you got spring break going on, you know, you're quarantined inside the house, you can't really do anything, but yet she had to find that time to feel like she had gotten something accomplished. When I came home that night, right, she took 2 days in a row that she was literally focused on doing this puzzle. She would do it for a couple hours when the kids, you know, before they woke up and, you know, right when they went to bed, and she had this whole thing. I get home from work, next thing you know, I mean, she has got this big, huge smile ear to ear. She's super excited, super motivated, super pumped. I mean, she is like, my wife is, you know, she's the nouveau wife. Like, it's not like, hey, here's the plates over here. Here's the chicken. Here's the mashed potatoes. Here's that. Go ahead and get everything and help yourself to it. My wife actually like was so excited. She like made my plate for me. And I'm not saying like, I was like, whoa, this is kind of odd. She poured me a glass of wine and started having a conversation. I was like, what's going on? She goes, did you see my puzzle? I said, I didn't, but I'm going to go over there and take a look at it. Because she had a sense of accomplishment, a sense of pride. And as a business owner, right, we've got to get to a point where we got a routine. Our routine is going to give us a sense of focus. Our routine is going to give us a sense of like, hey, these are things that we're going to get accomplished. But you got to get to a couple of things. One thing you can focus on, one thing that you can get accomplished and feel good about it. The turn off the notifications of TV, that is the for reals right now. Because at the end, all you keep watching is CNN and Fox. All they will talk about is how quickly this thing is spreading, how quickly everything is going in your world. And all you're going to do is be able to control something that you cannot control. And it's going to frustrate you. This is where I tell you that 15% of life, when shit knocks on your door, you're ready to take on. Well, can I tell you, this is the 15% none of us were expecting. And now we got to make sure that we're dealing with it. And that's the most important thing. We also got to stay rational at this time. It's important to make sure that you're staying rational. It's important that you are understanding that change is inevitable. Growth is an option. There's a lot of things right now that are changing. There's a lot of things right now that are, you know, going on in our world. You know, I'm talking to my consultants that have only done face-to-face selling, only done, you know, ability to do, you know, a party setting, or this is the way that always done the business. And now to be able to pivot, to be able to change, to be able to kind of move and to do something else, if it's using Zoom or if it's using some sort of other technology to do your business. A lot of businesses are doing this. A lot of people, you know, that have worked in offices now are utilizing Zoom to catch up with their meetings and staying up to date with their teams. This is something that you got to be willing to do. And it's okay. Stay rational at this time. You know, don't be that person that is like, oh my gosh, the world's ending, everything is coming down. And, you know, yes, it's tough. Everybody's going through the same thing, but this is going to help you master staying focused under pressure. The other thing is exercising. When you got time and you're feeling a little anxious and you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed, go for a walk. Motion creates emotion. We talk about that, right? the more you're able to get up and move, the more that you're able to be able to go out there and do some stuff, the more that you're going to be able to, like, you're going to get that fresh air, the things that you need. Some people are like, well, what if it's raining outside? Well, that's why they invented a rain jacket or an umbrella. Or you could do what I do. Screw it. Just run in it. Who cares? Be like a kid. Have some fun with it. You remember when kids, we used to go out and jump around in puddles all the time? I mean, this is the time to get real. And that's what it's about. So go out there, exercise, put some time into it. Hey, I don't know if you're seeing the push-up challenge that's going around. Do the push-ups. Do the sit-ups. You can do your all kinds of stuff. Get up and move. The fourth thing is this. You got to work hard to improve. Improve on what you can control, which is your actions, right? We can improve our actions. We can constantly work on those. We can improve on how we interact with people. And I think that's the most important thing. When we talk about success, I always say that, and you've listened to this. This is 70 plus episodes of HIT. And we talk about how important that your actions are, right? Because it leads to what your attitude is around those things. How are you going to do with it? How are you going to go out there and be successful? Are you really going to be able to master those? How can you improve your actions during this time? Your actions of, is your schedule right? Your actions of picking up a phone, making your text messages, making out, reaching out to people. How do you improve that? Number five is this. Don't take mistakes or setbacks now in this time. You know, it's time to be flexible. Don't worry about being set back. Don't worry about making mistakes. You know, right now, Harvard just put out all of these, Harvard and all the Ivy Leagues just put out 450 classes that you could take for free online, master's programs, MBA programs. Go do it. Try something new. You know why? Because there's nobody really looking right now. Because everybody is doing what everybody else is doing right now. They're just going to social media. They're going to Facebook. They're going to Instagram. They're going to all those other places. Try some new stuff. Hell, the other day, my kids have those little vehicles that, you know, the little hover things that go in your house. Well, can I tell you? I've never got on one of those. And the other day I got on one. I will tell you this. Yes, I thought I broke my ankles, but I didn't. But I tried it. The good news is after about four falls, I got up on it and I was able to actually move. Now, I did look very, very sluggish on it. And it was something that I was moving at a very, very snail's pace, but I felt very comfortable with it because it was something new. Now, did I videotape that? No. Did I put it on Instagram? No. Would I show you guys that? No, I'm not. That's my own failures and own mistakes. Now, if you watch me ride that, I would look like, I'll tell you right now, I would look like Tom Brady throwing a football riding that thing because I mastered the thing now. That's the stuff. How do you go out there and master something? How do you go out there and do something? How do you understand, you know what, take this time and put mistakes in there. Hell, if you've never done a Zoom party before, mate, this is the time, right? Do it. It's time to learn. If you've never done Zoom on a teleconference with your team before, do it. The other thing too is this. Number six, a lot of people are going to feel alone right now because a lot of people like the water cooler conversation. They like to be able to come in and they like to be able to interact with people. They love that. And this is the time that you have to understand we got to look for support everywhere. And you, my friends, if you're sitting there looking for this and you're an entrepreneur and you're sitting there saying, hey, how do I stay focused? How are the seven tips to making sure that I'm focused under pressure, which is this. If you feel like you're like out of sorts and you feel like you're out of control, this is the time you're supposed to reach out to people and ask for support. Reach out to some friends, reach out to some buddies, reach out to some people that you know that can be accountability to help you. And because at the end of the day, you know what? It's tough and it's challenging, but when you ask for help, you'll receive it. There's a lot of people in this world that want to help each other. And the last and final thing on the seven kind of tricks to master, you know, staying focused under pressure is this. Enjoy the process. This is a time, I know a lot of people are going, how can you enjoy something that, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know who's going to get sick. You don't know who's going to get whatever. The thing that I keep saying is enjoy the process. I know that that's tough. I know that's hard for a lot of us to understand, but there's a lot of stuff that we're going to be able to learn from this. And I always say, commit to the process, detach from the outcome. This is where new routines can be set. This is where new goals can be set. This is where opportunities can come from. Get excited about the things that are going on. You know what? We could have it a lot worse. There's other things that could be worked on. This is HIT. High intensity tactics for growth. Go out there. Have a great day. Remember, live life by design, not by default. Super proud of each and every one of you. Remember, stay focused on one thing. Stay rational. Exercise. Work hard to improve. Don't take mistakes and setbacks. Ask for support. Enjoy the process. I love you guys. Have a great, wonderful day. And enjoy each other in the conversations with your friends, your families, and your teams.